when men think girls with their $1,000 outfit, $300 makeup are using them for a free dinner.
Adam, why don't you update us on your dating life?
Oh, so you like some knee touching.
Yeah. I like some knee action.
Some light knee.
Give me some of those knees. What those knees do.
You never tell us when we're recording, and then I can potentially be caught saying something.
I was about to say something.
I don't want to say on air.
I'm producing.
That's not producing. That is absolutely...
Wait, no, I think that is actually producing.
Is, starting the record without letting a single soul in the room know?
Is that legal, do you think? Like,
it's like wiretapping or something.
No. The producers of Love Island, you're always mic'd up.
Well, yeah, but you know.
You know you're always mic'd up. You sign something. I never signed a single document for this podcast.
You never signed actually anything. Which means this entire operation is illegal. Does that mean I could not be sued?
Well, I'm sure we must have signed something somewhere. Like when we...
Like a click through?
When we launched our stream or whatever. What is it called? Our RSS feed or whatever the heck on our hosting platform. I'm sure there's something that I clicked through. I'm not a reader of the terms and conditions.
Don't you think that's very concerning? I mean, obviously I'm not either, but I don't even know anybody who is. Like, you always are just clicking through saying I accept these terms.
Well, especially because the employee who you're signing with is just scroll to the bottom.
Yeah, because they're in on it too. Yeah.
No, they just want to get you in and out. Yeah. I mean, on Instagram, we had to sign terms and conditions. No one read that. And then
the waivers at every workout studio where you're probably saying if you get injured, you can't sue.
For
Same
sure.
At med spas, they're always just sign right here.
Just sign on the dotted line.
There's actually a South Park episode about this where
the
somebody
fact that you watch South Park is so funny.
I don't, but my cousins did when
I
was growing up.
I was never allowed to watch any cartoons. My mom hated them, but my similarly cousins used to watch, so I know what it is.
That doesn't surprise me at all that's a Colby special, that Colby didn't watch cartoons.
Well, that's
up.
A raunchy cartoon. I was able to
South
watch
Park
like
is raunchy
SpongeBob
for sure.
Was okay. Yes.
No,
yeah,
no,
but my
cartoon
mom
for Colby.
Hated SpongeBob. She thought it was so annoying.
Really?
We gotta work on that.
Okay, well.
Cartoons are great. I used to love cartoons. Avatar The Last Airbender used to be my favorite show.
Yeah, I did not watch that.
I was obsessed. But anyways, there was a South Park episode about this entire concept where essentially we sign so much shit every single day and those terms could say anything. And so I think in the South Park episode, if I remember correctly, they basically clicked through the terms and then all of a sudden they had sold their soul to Apple. So now all these people all of a sudden were Apple came knocking at their door being well, you signed the terms and now you work for us forever.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, the same way when you are taking a medication, I think about my birth control. My birth control comes in a pretty big box.
Yeah.
Because there's this huge pamphlet that if you expand the whole thing, it takes up the size of this room.
Yeah.
With all of the risks and things that you're by taking this medication, you are saying that, oh, it's just nuts. We don't have enough time in the day to read all the fine print.
No, no fine print. Your skin is glowing this morning.
Oh, I used some tanning drops last night.
Ooh.
Oh.
Jergens.
They're looking bronze and glowy.
Yeah, thank you. I woke up this morning and Jack goes, whoa.
I will say when I walked in the door, I was you were tan.
Well, not the rest of me, just my face and chest, because I'm on a mission when I go to the beach next week to get a real tan, responsible real tan.
Okay, SPF 50.
AKA SPF 50, yes.
Nice.
And UV rays.
Reapplying.
Good.
Face under a hat.
Good.
But my body, I just love, there's just, it's like a drug, just
it
being
is.
Naturally
it's
tan.
Like medicine.
And I know that, you know, you run the risks of having wrinkles later in life. I feel if you don't burn, it is possible for me to tan without burning if I am really on it, then I feel I'll take a few wrinkles.
No, that's
because
bad.
I just love looking tan, Adam.
Now that I've been watching The Housewives of Rhode Island, they are all so leathery.
They're so tan.
So tan. And I'm oh my God, this is my worst nightmare. They look like they aged plus 20 years just from the sun.
Well, they were probably in tanning beds and stuff growing up.
Yeah, and laying out with baby oil and mirrors.
Yeah, and no sunscreen.
Fair.
Sunscreen has become this sexy thing for a good reason.
No, I'd say
in recent years. Like, my mom told me she used to put on like vegetable oil.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And like bake, and like her face included.
That,
which yeah. scares me to think about.
That was the time.
Yeah.
I think that's like the rise of Korean beauty standards becoming popular. Like, because sure. now all of a sudden, like, if you walk around the city, a lot of the spas will have, like, what's it called? Like, the pamphlet things that are on the sidewalk. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, the triangle pamphlet things where they, like, list out all the things that they do. Sure. A menu on the street. And it'll say, like, Regeran, which is the salmon sperm, mm-hmm. and, like, all of the Korean beauty stuff. And now all the, like, best products are also the Korean beauty products. I'm obsessed with Korea, in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah. Well, I could and just so get
that's
a,
why sunscreen is popular now.
Could just get a facelift.
You could. Yeah. No, you could. I would love to get a facelift.
I will definitely be getting one when my time comes.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
It exists.
60s?
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah. Hasn't Kris Jenner gotten multiple facelifts?
Yeah, I think it's something that you have to keep up with.
You gotta keep it up.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe it'll be cool to not get a facelift one day.
How do they Maybe. Even do it?
They like pull your skin back like this.
So they like cut
they
off.
They lift your face. I don't
do
know.
They straight up cut off
I
the top
they
of
cut
your face?
Loose skin.
And then they pull it tight. Oh my God, sorry. This is graphic.
No, I'm scared.
I'm not even looking it yeah, up. Don't I don't want to see.
But
I don't want to spoil.
Much more like in depth than it sounds. It's not just like they tuck. Like, take this skin and then pull it back. There's a lot that goes into it.
I think it happens, like, around the ears. Something happens.
Yeah.
Ugh, God, I can't even think
a
about
lot
it.
Of people have scars behind.
Yeah, they have scars. That's how you yeah. can kind of tell.
Well, Kathy, you even have candles over there?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm working with Bath & Body Works. Can you tell?
Kitty has, like, literally thousands
oh my God,
of candles.
You're preparing for fall.
Well, they... So they...
That scares me.
I'm working with Bath & Body Works on some videos that are going to come out, roll out soon. They're done. They're just... we're waiting to roll them out. But they sent me, they were like, it's for our cozy collection. And I was like, ooh, I love like cozy things. It's perfect for me. And they're all
cozy
fall,
all summer.
Which I'm like, honestly, I don't hate. Like I, not that I'm ready for fall right this very moment. Like I still have some summer left, but like, I'm not mad about it. Like I am excited for the possibility of fall soon.
I love summer.
The fact that we're already talking about fall, like, gets me excited.
I mean,
oh, that
I
doesn't
I
get me excited.
Fall is my happy season. So, like, I've been lighting the fall candles and just, like, closing my eyes and pretending.
I think that's fair. I can't deal with heat anymore, as you can tell.
Yeah,
I'm literally shirtless on the floor.
The heat waves are kind of crazy.
Yeah, right now it's bad.
Right I don't now. Think anybody on this planet hates being uncomfortable more than Adam Harrison. I literally walked into Katie's apartment and had a full mental breakdown and stripped naked.
I mean, I feel like it's natural when you're in your own home to be, like, half naked walking around. At least that's how I live my life. So
and here I am,
and
Katie's
so I'm happy
home.
You feel comfortable to do so in my home. That makes me very
You're
happy.
So welcome. Jack literally was like, "Are you okay, mate?"
It's mate. Already 82 degrees, and it's 8 a.m.
Whoa!
Yeah, I'm all set on that.
The high is 98.
That's tough. Well, welcome back
to another episode
of Match Made in Manhattan
with Katie Colby and Adam.
Girls, how you doing? Damn it. It would have been so perfect.
That was beautiful.
If it landed on a different foot. Adam, why don't you update us on your dating life? Because I feel like where we landed with last week's episode, you had gone on one date.
I had.
With an individual.
I had.
And I know that there has been developments.
Well, we went on the date. And it was a good first date.
Didn't you already go on the first date as of like our episode, or were you
no,
just
I
chatting?
No, I think I was going on the date that night.
Okay.
Because didn't we record Tuesday morning?
Oh, you were like, okay, because yeah, Colby wasn't here. You were like, I don't know if it's even happening because
you weren't
totally sure.
Yeah. And I actually like dragged him on the podcast, I think. I was like, nobody's asking me on a date, like we can't get a plan, pulling teeth, blah 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 blah. And then like sure enough, it actually ended up like being totally fine. So
yeah,
I was
you
just
said
very
that.
Dramatic.
You're being a little drama. I was like, so how are you, like, you're saying you're pulling teeth with him, like explain. And you were like,
no,
well,
I couldn't explain
actually he's responding to me a normal amount.
Actually he's great and I'm just an asshole.
Actually he has boundaries. actually
I'm the problem. which tends to happen with me. No, it was a good date. Did I say like where we ended up going?
Nope.
So if you follow me on Instagram, you know I always go to this restaurant, Opto, O-P-T-O, which everybody should go to. It's like my favorite restaurant in the city, which shifts frequently, but like it's been Opto for a while. And the thing that I like the most about Opto is that I know the owner and he loves me. And so whenever I go, he like gives me, you know, special treatment. And so when this guy and I are aligning on, I hate when I say align.
You're so corporate.
Do normal people say align or is it like too corporate?
Corporate jargon.
I'd say
sure.
Agree.
Agree? Okay.
So we agree on a plan.
Well, we like agreed on a plan. Sure. I gotta stop weaving in the corporate jargon into my talk tracks.
It just takes the fun out of things.
It's just
so hard.
When we agree to a plan, he was like, where do you want to go? And I was like, oh, let's go to Opto. And so I text the owner of Opto and I'm like, hey, by the way, like I have a date at Opto tonight. Like, can you like set it, like hook us up? And he was like, yeah, obviously.
Can
so
you make me look really good?
Make me seem really cool and amazing.
Exactly. And so that's like my game, I feel like. And so I go in and the owner of Opto had given us like the two bar seats in the corner. And so I was a little bit late. I see the guy from
The best seat in the house or what?
It's like he had texted me being like, wait, do you want the dining room? And I was like, no, I usually prefer the bar on a date because I like to be close to somebody. So like when I was
especially on a first date, it's like so awkward to be across the table from someone.
It's like too like
we discussed this stiff. And I remember I disagreed. I like sitting across from someone.
You like sitting across from somebody. I'll sit across from somebody on like second, third, but I think like it's a nice icebreaker if it's icebreaker is kind of the right phrase to like be sitting next to them.
I get that. It does like expedite the
the
closeness.
Although what I will say about the bar seats at Opto is they're not small bar seats. They're large bar seats.
I've been there. I know what it looks like.
And part of the reason that I like sitting at the bar is because of like, you get your knees can touch the other person's knees.
Oh, so you like some knee touching.
Yeah. I like some knee action.
Some light knee.
Give me some of those knees. What those knees do.
When the knees touch.
When the knees touch, everything else. I don't even know. I don't even know where I'm going with that.
Life is good.
But anyways, back to why like I realized this is a problem. The bar seats at Opto are massive. And so your knees are like too far from the other person's. And so we didn't get too much knee action, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
He didn't get to see what these knees do.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry for me too. But anyways, I like see him from inside the bar and I'm like, oh my God, like super attractive, like very good looking guy. And I mean, it was a good date. It was like a very get to know you, like classic first date. The owner of Opto came over and hung out with us the entire time, or like for a good majority of it. And honestly, like the owner of Opto is like very charismatic, talks to you a really long time. And so like in my head, I was like,
you're like, okay, can you leave?
No, I was like, okay, you've done enough.
Yeah. You made me seem cool enough.
I was like, you've done your job. And now I think you need to leave in his own home. But yeah, it was like a good date. And then afterwards he was traveling a bunch and then he texted me yesterday morning being like, hey, I'm flying back tonight if you want to hang out again. And so then we went on date two.
If you want to link up. You know how like parents will say like hook up?
Yeah.
Meaning like just hang out.
Yeah. They should hook up and like in New York.
They should hook up and hang out.
For
sure. No, mom, you know, that has like a very deep meaning these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so date two.
Date two, we go to dinner. He had just landed from a trip. And
who made the plan?
He made the plan.
Okay. Because you kind of like set up date one.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So it feels like the ball would be in his court for date two.
He basically was like, I'll either come to you, in which case it'll be this time because I'm landing at this time, or if you like want to come up to me.
He lives uptown. Okay.
The Upper West Side. And so we went to this tapas place. It was good. Very date one vibes. I think like if we go on date three, it needs to be an activity.
Very date one vibes.
What kind of activity tapas? Are you envisioning?
What kind of activity?
Are you going to go to the driving range?
I feel like tapas is very good for date two.
Yeah, no, tapas is good for date two. I think
you said date one vibes.
As in like it was how can I explain? It was like very like sit, chat, etc. And I think next time we need to do something fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Agreed. You know,
an icebreaker.
Yeah.
You could go golfing like I did.
Did you guys go golfing?
Not Jack and I, some other guy.
Oh my God, wait, is that
mini where golfing? Okay, mini golfing, let me clarify.
Yeah, I think if you went to the driving range at Chelsea Piers, that could be fun.
That could be fun.
Jack goes there, and Ryan.
I was like, maybe I'll take him to a Barry's class.
Oh. You do love to do that. Yeah. If I was dating, if a guy on date three was like, let's go to a workout class, I would throw myself off a building. I'd be like, and here's where our story ends.
I'd literally be like, you aren't prepared.
No, you're not. I don't want to like
how sweaty, and I'm not somebody who doesn't sweat in a workout class, and I really wish I was.
Someone that didn't sweat?
Yeah.
Well, like, where does the sweat go? Like, that stresses me out. I need it out of me.
Yeah. I mean, I love sweating it out, but I hate that I, like, am a sweater.
Yeah. Because, right. Okay, so you would really love a workout. What if he doesn't, like, really want to work out with you? Is that, like,
I think that's something that we have in common is we both are, like, workout
people. Okay, so you know that would be something he would like to do.
Well, I guess he had actually invited me to...
Well, you, like, go on workout dates. It's not something that you're unfamiliar with.
I've been on one workout
date. Right. Yes, you go. I feel like you've been on, like, two.
Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've definitely, like, said this before more than once.
I don't think so. I think I've only been on one workout date.
I think he just has, like, weird flirtation. Not weird. Sorry. Flirtations at the gym. And so we've like, associated it with...
I mean, I'm trying to think of the one workout date I went on was a few months ago. And it was with that guy that I had met at the party in the fall.
Yes.
And we went to Barry's. That was when we went to the Barry's class. We got coffee. We sat in the diner for a few hours. That was honestly
and you got a Corona, very rogue.
Got a Corona. I mean, that was, like, a fun date.
It was a blizzard. Yeah. Okay, so you could go on a workout date with this guy, date three.
I think so.
But I think date two, tapas, is great.
Yeah.
I think that was a great plan.
Yeah.
Because you get a little food involved, but it's not like a three-course meal.
Yeah.
You get to chat, and it's also very hot outside, so, like, indoor activities are kind of...
Yeah.
You know.
And we grazed. I was actually so ravenous that the entire time I was just, like, stuffing my face, basically.
So it sounds like you needed the tapas date.
I needed the tapas date.
Okay. So how was the banter? How was the chat?
Banter and chat was good. I think I told you we, like, randomly have a lot in common. And something that he said that was funny is I finally broke the third wall about the friend that we have.
Your that's mutual.
Oh my God. I thought that was, like, established already.
Well,
it wasn't.
So the mutual friend, aka our friend's boyfriend, established.
Oh, okay.
This guy's best friend, though, I had gone on dates with in the fall. And so on the first, did I? Oh, I probably didn't talk about this.
You because didn't no, say we this. Didn't,
okay, wait, so,
wait, this is interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
This is tea. This is, like, good tea that I'll share. So in the fall, I dated one of this guy's best friends, which also, like, in the gay community, I feel like this is, like, not unheard of. Like, gay community is already so small. So there's so much overlap no matter which direction you go in.
His best friend.
I apparently his, like, best friend. Yeah, correct.
But
I don't think I realized
that. Like,
well, I did know.
Oh. You did know
that they were besties.
I don't think I knew that they were, like, full besties. I for sure knew that they were friends because in the fall, our friend's boyfriend was basically like, I think you should go on dates with this guy that I go to the gym with. And then I ended up going on dates with the other guy that he was not talking about. So if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, like, the guy that I was going on dates with in the fall was not the one that our friend's boyfriend said that I should be going on dates with. Okay.
Got it. Okay. But you knew that they were
all three go to this gym.
You knew that they were associated, but you
knew that they were associated.
Okay.
And so anyways,
so now you've just moved on to the next one. Like you're,
yeah, so now
you're running out of gym
going
friends.
Down the line.
I'm just literally
right
going down
the line. It's like you're trying on shoes at the store.
Trying on shoes, trying on the next trying on boys at the gym.
Yeah. Trying on the next pair of shoes.
Anyways, like first date. So last Tuesday or whenever I saw him, he had mentioned the name of this guy. But, like, we didn't break he mentioned the name a couple of times to the point where I was, like, wondering if I should say, like, something about him. Because, like, obviously I know him. I went on two or three dates with him.
First name, last name?
He said first name, but, like...
So how would you know?
Would you be like, oh, you know that I know him, right?
Well, it was like he was saying it on the first date in a way that like
my friend
that you knew that who he was talking
he's
about.
Like my friend John.
I literally was just gonna say John as the filler as
John's a filler.
Do you like follow each other on Instagram? Did he do like some sleuthing and figure this out, or do you think he was chatting with John and John was like, oh, I went on dates with Adam?
So I had heard from our friend's boyfriend
yeah
that let's call them Jack and John, that Jack had been talking, like, mentioning our dates in the fall. Jack had also listened to the podcast when we were talking about the dates in the fall, and so it got brought up at the gym.
This is like, okay, I see.
You know, so yes. John knew about me in the fall, okay? And then...
Because it was like...
Correct. Because it was discussed. His friend was talking about his dates with me. We talked about it on the podcast. That was where I had said it was like the best date I'd ever been on at the time.
to make it worse. But this was before the tapas date.
Exactly.
And now the tapas date is number one, obviously.
But obviously. And so, anyways, I don't say anything about the guy the first date. And then I talk to our mutual friend, aka like our friend's boyfriend. Yeah,
yes.
And he's like, what do you mean you didn't bring up the like mutual, or like you pretended like you didn't know him. Hey, like they're best friends.
It is really easier said than done.
Yeah, I was like, that's so fair, like, but like
I'm sorry, how do you not be awkward about it? And correct. If it isn't brought up by him, or like there's an easy entry point, how are you just like, oh, and by the way, I went on dates with your best friend, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, so how do you just like weave that into casual conversation? Yeah.
And so anyways, this date that we went on last night, he kept bringing up his name again.
Okay, so then that's an easy entry point.
And so I was like, so after like a pause of him saying something about the guy, like, I think he was literally about to move on to the next topic of conversation. And I was like, what did Jack say about us going on dates? And he started laughing.
Okay.
So I think he appreciated that I broke the fourth wall about it. And he was basically just like, he like rolled his eyes or whatever. And then... As in, like, not John didn't roll his eyes. John was basically like, Jack rolled his eyes when I told him.
Jack and John.
Jack and John. Jay names.
Long story short, it, like, didn't matter at all that I was going on dates with this guy. Because also, like, Jack and I only went on, like, two dates, I think. Three, maybe. And it was in the fall. Like, it was so long ago. At this point, it was, like, eight months ago. Almost a year. So, doesn't matter, regardless.
Okay.
But that was kind of funny. And so, yeah, we went on that date, went back to his apartment, and we hung out for a little bit, and then I was basically had a full crash out and was like, do you like me or not?
Adam sends this voice note, and I was in bed reading my book, like, and deep then you were in like, my book. Jack was no dead asleep next to me, and I literally creep into the bathroom to listen to the voice note. And at points, I really couldn't hear what you were saying because of the subway. I think you were in the subway station.
I was in the subway station.
And so then I was just reading the transcript. Like, it was like I was following along.
I first read the transcript, but then it cut off. The end cut off. So then I had to like fast forward and listen.
Yeah. I would like listen. And then when I couldn't hear what you were saying, I would read the transcript.
No, because when I was listening. That
was a beefy voice note, too. It was it was like a podcast.
Yeah, I'm not succinct in my stories, I realize sometimes. I'm like a long...
That's fine.
I add details, for sure. But anyways, I was basically like, so, do you like me, yes or no? And he was like, yes. And so, we'll see each other again, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We'll see, though. Who knows?
I think the fact that he texted you so
promptly.
Promptly.
Yeah.
After the date. I think that the text after the date is extremely important.
Yeah.
If the guy... waits till the next day to like text, he knows what he's doing. And if they don't text at all, I would say not necessarily a red flag about you specifically. I'd say they're a red flag.
I would just say it's not the one.
Not the one.
No.
Not the one, because like I feel it's very normal, even when you're on it like out with friends, to be like, text me when you get home.
Yeah,
especially living in a big city.
Yeah, it shows that you care that about you somebody.
Care, and it's such an easy way to keep the convo going, to keep the flirtation going.
Yeah.
So the text after the date is important.
Yeah. So anyways, it was good. We had also like talked about dating a little bit, and I basically was like, I don't know if you're supposed to say this, but I basically was like, yeah, you're like one of the only dates I've been on this year. He probably was like, oh, okay.
No, he's probably honored.
Yeah. Honest.
I was like, by the way, like this does not at all have to be the situation for you. Because we were just talking about like our dating lives, I think. And I was like, this does not have to be the situation for you at all. Like, I will not be offended. But like, I have been on maybe four dates this year, I think.
Because I've been on four dates this week.
He's like, you're actually my fourth today.
He's like, I've been really scheduling them in. How old is he? Is he our age?
I think our age. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Which is good. I'm finally in the age appropriate range.
Yeah.
You guys should be really proud of me.
True. I honestly couldn't remember if he was like late 30s.
No.
Because I feel like there was a guy that was late 30s that you were seeing.
Was there? I feel like the most recents have all been like
our age.
Yeah, like 30.
Maybe I'm just thinking of Montauk Coffee Guy. Wasn't he older?
Montauk Coffee Guy was 38 or 39, I think.
I just am always thinking of Montauk Coffee Guy, the one that got away.
Montauk Coffee Guy is totally the one that got away. I absolutely should have
Where would pursued. You be right now if you had continued with
Probably him? On a yacht or a private jet. Like, I'd be somewhere really fabulous. Like, actually, right now, I'd probably be in, like, Saint-Tropez.
Where would your wedding have been? In the Hamptons.
I think it would probably his parents' house.
Duh.
Does he live with his parents?
No, he lives in Sag Harbor.
Oh.
So he has a house in Sag Harbor, and then his parents have like this crazy house in Brentwood in LA.
Oh, okay.
And then like a crazy house in Chicago. And I think his like siblings all got married at the parents' house.
Did you find this information out yourself, or did he share with you?
He shared enough information for me to find the information myself, if that makes sense.
On the internet. On the web. Does. Well, maybe when Colby and I go to the Hamptons. What day? Tomorrow. We'll see him.
You could. We went on 3 dates in good old Montauk.
I could not put a face to the name at this moment in time.
I'm still dying at like the first date this guy and I went on.
We'll put up flyers around town.
Yeah, put up flyers around
town. Have you seen Montauk?
In search of Montauk Coffee Guy. My friend brought this up the other day because the first date that I went on with this guy, he essentially picked me up from my friend's house in Montauk that I was staying at. And
Montauk Coffee Guy.
We're
on to a new man.
We're on to a new man. This is like 5 years ago at this point, or 4 years ago, maybe. I forget.
Ancient history.
The best summer pieces are the ones you end up wearing on repeat. Comfortable, versatile, and somehow right for almost every occasion. That's why we love Quince. They make elevated essentials using premium materials like European linen, organic cotton, and washable silk without the traditional retail markup.
Quince's 100% European linen pants, dresses, and tops are the pieces you'll reach for all summer long. They're lightweight, effortless to style, and start at just $32. And you guys, I had quite the haul recently for my upcoming trip to Japan. I need like easy breezy fabrics. They have these fabulous linen sets that I grabbed. So excited to wear them on my trip. And it's not just apparel. Quince also offers elevated essentials for your home, from bedding to bath, and kitchen essentials and furniture.
Make your summer wardrobe feel easier. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/matchmade for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
Check it out.
Okay, you guys know how much I love my apartment. I love being home. Home is where the heart is, and it's more than just where the furniture is. It's an extension of who you are. Even small details like a rug can completely change how a space feels, and that's why we love Ruggable.
I added one of Ruggable's more neutral, modern rugs to my bedroom, pulled the whole space together, made it look amazing. I really wanted something that looked a little bit more elevated and intentional, but still felt practical for everyday life. And the design of the one I got is this really clean, cozy vibe, and I've already had friends ask me where it's from. What sold me was that it doesn't just look high-end, and it's also machine washable, which is huge when you're constantly hosting or just living life in your apartment.
They have a high quality look and feel that feel like a traditional rug, even though they're easy to clean. Refresh your home at ruggable.com. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code MATCHMADE at ruggable.com. That's ruggable.com, and use show code MATCHMADE at checkout.
Check it out. Before we get back to the episode, I have a recommendation for anyone who's currently in the romantasy era. Recently checked out The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole, and if you love messy characters, impossible romance, and high-stakes fantasy, this is definitely one to add to your list.
The story follows Diana, a powerful shapeshifter who's been betrayed and is embracing her darker side, and Sam Keel, an immortal god king who refuses to give up on her. I loved that nobody is completely good or bad. It has the classic enemies to lovers tension, a slow burn romance, and characters that you can't stop rooting for even when they're making terrible decisions.
And the deluxe edition is gorgeous. It has stenciled edges, full color character art, and an exclusive bonus scene. It's also an instant New York Times bestseller. You can find The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole wherever books are sold in print and ebook. Check it out.
He had like picked me up from my friend's house and then we drove around town and then went for a walk. And then my friend's aunt came home and was like, I think I just saw Adam Harrison on a date with an older man in town.
An older man.
Also, like, Montauk is the smallest place. Like, smallest you cannot ever go get food without running into somebody. Like, no. Remember?
Yeah, true.
When we were at Joni's.
Mm-hmm. And you ran into your boss?
Yeah. And I was like, just getting lunch.
You're like, I promise I'm online today.
Oh yeah. My God, that was so funny. I totally forgot about that.
I promise I'm working. I know I'm here getting a sandwich, but
I'm here.
I'm online.
And I'm working.
I'm online.
But yeah, good old Montauk Coffee guy. I think I talked to him actually kind of recently. Just okay. Like random ping. Like he, like, because Raya, I think it like,
oh,
I mean,
he
has my number, obviously, but Raya tells you when it's your birthday or when you're traveling somewhere.
It's your birthday?
Yeah. So, like,
when it's someone's birthday, it says it's their birthday?
Yeah, so it'll be, like,
somebody, like, your previous matches.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so, like, pure.
And so, like, on Raya, randomly, guys that I haven't engaged with will, like, message me being, like, happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so he had messaged me being like, happy birthday last September.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, are you still in love with me? I love you.
You should invite him to your birthday party this year.
I will say the problem with him is that he obviously is older, but then also I think he went on Ozempic, beyond. Like, and he didn't need to be on it. So, like, he literally looks like Skeletor.
He's, like, gaunt.
Yeah, like, gaunt.
Oh,
like,
no, really Montauk gaunt. Coffee. Yeah. Oh, MCG.
Yeah.
MCG.
Thank God he would literally never listen to the podcast in a million years because I feel like I'm like actually roasting him.
He's not our demo.
On accident.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a TLDR. So we had a date last night. Seems like we like each other. I'm sure we'll see each other again.
And you're going to go to a workout class.
And I think we'll go to a workout class. That's date three.
Date three. What would ideal date four be then? So date three is workout class. What is the ideal date four dinner? Like a nicer dinner?
I don't know.
Through date three first.
Three course meal.
To survive the Barry's class.
You can go see a movie.
Could see a movie.
I love a movie date. I mean, I know there's like minimal talking that happens, but
shows a level of comfort.
It's kind of funny, actually. This is like cracking me up. He was asking me what my hobbies are in the city.
You're like, work.
And I was like,
work.
I go to work and I go home.
And more work. And
then I travel.
Work and martinis.
I was like, because then when you like start to run it back about what your hobbies actually are in the city, I'm like, damn, I'm just like all these other bitches. Like
shopping.
I was like, oh, gym. You know, I like working out. I like going to dinner.
But you know what? I love going to dinner.
I love going to dinner.
There are a few things I like more than getting dressed up and going to dinner. Like, I'm a simple gal. I completely agree.
And I think that's a hobby.
It is a hobby.
I totally agree. I love shopping.
You can say you're a foodie.
That's so bad. That's so obnoxious. I'm like, I like going to restaurants. I like becoming friends with the owner. Helen knows the owner.
So, yeah, you're a normal person.
I'm a normal person. And then he was like,
what do people say?
No, honestly, I was kind of thinking
about
it in
my head. What hobbies do other people have?
Bird watching.
Yeah, like what? I knit. Like, I don't know.
My sister is the hobby queen.
She knits.
She knits. She crochets. That's,
like, well, I guess podcasting is kind of a hobby.
This is a hobby. Yeah.
We podcast.
We yap.
We yap.
Yapping is a hobby.
We like yapping.
I mean, honestly, I used to be a big hobby gal, and I've since kind of like lost all my hobbies because life gets in the way. I think if I were asked what my hobby is, I'd say reading, because that is the thing that I do that doesn't bring me any like monetary value necessarily. It's just like a fun thing that I like to do.
But I feel like people ask this question trying to find some like exciting piece of information. And if it's like, oh, I'm trying to learn how to knit, what else are you gonna say?
Yeah.
I will say the hobby, I think I've talked about this, the hobby that I want to have is tennis. But yeah. Tennis is so hard to like get to do in city.
Is a sport a hobby?
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Tennis is definitely a hobby.
Tennis is a hobby.
But it's so funny because like obviously working out is actually a hobby of mine. Like I work out every single day and I like love it.
Well, do you do the bike at Barry's?
Sometimes I do the bike class. I do both.
Because you can be like, I like biking.
Well, I hate biking.
Okay, never mind.
I do too. Loathe.
I only like the biking class at Barry's because it's 20 minutes of biking and that's like all it is. So it's just brief. Like, it's brief. Because okay. Like even like a full soul cycle class, I'm like, God, I'm bored on this thing. You know?
I think workout classes is a hobby.
Well, Colby's hobby would be like walking.
Yeah. It's so exciting.
No, that is though. Colby will like walk all around the city. I think that's a good hobby. What is
the most common?
Actually, so funny. I feel like because I use Strava now, people just like comment on the fact that I walk all the time. I'm like, that's a part of my lore is walking.
Okay. Do you want to know the most common hobbies, adult hobbies
in New York City? Or is this?
This is just general.
Okay. What is it?
Number one.
Working out. Going to restaurants.
Cooking and baking.
Cooking and baking. Could not be me.
So that is... Okay. Number two, reading. Okay. Number three, digital and video gaming. Number four, fitness and wellness. So like hiking, cycling. Okay, so
that counts.
Okay.
Yoga, pickleball, golf.
Those are all fitness and wellness.
And then number five, gardening. And DIY. So like... That, you know, also encompasses. Painting.
Okay. I guarantee pottery. If you specifically looked up most popular hobbies in New York City, it'd literally be like...
Going out to dinner.
Eating, drinking, working out, yeah. Going to Broadway.
Shows. Yeah.
Those were actually like, things that I told him that, like, I feel like I don't take advantage enough of is... I mean, I guess I don't love Broadway, though. Like, I don't mind it. And I like the, like... activity of going to a show, aka yeah. like you go get a drink before and then you go to the show and then
so drinking and
like drinking.
So drinking's involved
and then you experience the show with somebody else and then like
I love going to a show.
I do too.
We haven't done it together,
but it's more of like a winter activity.
Yeah. Like it's around like the holiday season.
Summer I need to be outside.
It is particularly but hobbies also in New York are expensive, like a lot of these things. So
I mean walking is free. It's Colby's favorite.
My favorite.
Walking is free. That is so true, but it's just so hot. I went and walked on the treadmill.
I know, but it really feels so good.
I went and walked on the treadmill at the gym yesterday because I was
walking outside and sweating and having the sun on your skin just feels so good.
I want TikToking to be my hobby again. I keep saying that. I need to start posting on TikTok again.
Yeah.
Desperately. But it's kind of hard to come up with like what you want to post.
You like, just do the trends for like until you start to get your footing. There are so many trends right now. The like documentary trend, like sitting down Netflix documentary. And then there's the, I didn't have a pen and paper.
Oh, the mic.
Drive a roll at the partition, please. Yeah, that one. And then there's, now I'm seeing, and I'm loving this trend where the girls, Danielle just did it yesterday.
Which one?
Like five things that are worth the money. Five expensive things that are worth the money. And people, and it's, my attention span loves like, boom, 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 five things. Someone said on theirs, five things that are like worth the money. Saturday, having your wedding on a Saturday.
Oh, people, yeah.
She was like, trust. Have your wedding on a Saturday. That. And I'm like, you know what? I would never think to like add that to like a list like that, but I guess it makes so much, like, it's more expensive to get married on a Saturday typically, but it's a great day to get married.
It's a great day to be
did you see Paige Lorenz got married yesterday on a Tuesday?
I know. I wonder how much money she saved.
I feel like probably not much because I feel like her wedding was probably amazing. Like, you know,
I can't wait to see the photos. Like,
elaborate.
How hasn't Taylor Swift released images from her wedding?
What is she waiting for? I bet she's waiting
for
like.
How does that make you feel?
The anticipation is, you know what? I honestly like kind of forgot for a
second. You forgot about the wedding?
No, I knew the wedding lives rent free, like the MSG of it all. But like, I think I momentarily forgot that she hadn't posted photos because I have like a very, like I have a.
I've seen all the AI images.
I've erased those from my memory because those are horrific, horrendous, like not at all what she would wear.
Yeah.
But I like have a good like visual in my mind of like what I imagined she looked like. So I'm just going with that.
I really need to see. And how do you feel if she did make a documentary about it?
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, selfishly, obviously, I would love to see, like, an insider's look. But I feel like she's done so many documentaries about, like, the tours and stuff.
Right.
That would just feel...
like a money grab.
But, like, and for what reason? But you know what? It wouldn't, because she's a billionaire. So, like, why? Yeah. I don't think anything she does these days is a money grab anymore. She doesn't need to do that.
And people will watch it. But also, it
would be weird. Like, I just feel like she doesn't need to do that. I know she is posting, going to eventually post photos because of the designer, like, did an interview. Did you see that?
No.
Vogue or something. I forget where, like, which publication.
But I saw the designer, she Dior. She got him or her wedding planner, like 70 Flamingo Estate candles or something.
I did see that.
Yeah.
I did see that. She did an article, or her designer of the wedding dress or whoever she collaborated with did an article saying that, like, photos are to come, but they're waiting for Taylor to post before they post. Mm. Imagine being them, their social media team or whoever like is behind this designer and design, you know, Dior, like, just like waiting for the...
Right.
Waiting for the nod.
Right.
To post.
Just to be like... Any day now, our engagement's about to be through the roof, but I can't make any promises till then.
No, seriously, it's like, it could be on a random, like, Sunday morning. They've just got to be on at all times.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking forward to the post. I do feel like it's going to be something, like, tied with either, like, an album release or, like, watch it just be, like, she wrote a new album. Because she, like, just does that randomly. And then the, like, cover art is her wedding photo.
I could see that.
That'd be iconic. Honestly, mark it now. Katie's predicting it.
I don't know.
I still just cannot believe she got married there. And that's why I need to see. No, I've seen one photo of the entryway, but I'm like, is this AI? I feel like such a boomer with AI sometimes. I fall for a lot of AI images.
Like the babies doing dances?
No.
The videos? No.
But like images of celebrities in general, or like celebrity children that people are theorizing what they look like or something and release AI images. I fall for those often.
Yeah, so imagine what it's going to be like in, like, 10 years.
No, I don't want to think about it.
No, it's going to be scary.
Like, what is social media even going to be in 10 years? Because you can just fake anything.
And there's AI influencers.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you even mean?
Like, fake people.
That do what? There's a
girl, what's the girl's username?
I don't know.
There's like, a blonde AI influencer that she was, like, the most famous one.
Want me to Google it?
Yeah.
Most famous AI.
What kind of
And it looked like a real person.
What kind of content does she make?
Normal ads. TikTok shop, I also get so many AI ads.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know. There's so many. The list, there's a top 10 list. The fact that there are 10.
That's crazy.
Is nuts.
But this girl literally went viral and people didn't know it was AI. The one that I'm
look at this,
Adam.
This is a different person, but like, it's like,
okay, but that the person looks AI.
Yeah,
that's kind of scary.
But like, the fact that this fake person has 2.2 million followers.
That's kind of insane because that's literally like somebody, and it could be any of us. That's just like,
it's nuts. Like the fact that I think that the fact that video that AI can be. Done with video now is what makes it scarier because video used to always, like, even in the days of like extreme Facetune, like we were there. I remember it all too well. Correct. Everyone was using Facetune.
Yeah,
it would be like, that would be the tell, is like, okay, but catch them on video and then you'll see that like they've been Facetuning the crap out of their pictures.
Because can you look at them in video?
Now you can.
Whoa.
Well, and I don't think Facetune, there's like another app people use
for your body.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I've seen this girl.
Technology is so advanced.
Do you know Victoria Garrick Brown?
Yes.
I think, is that her name?
Yeah, yeah.
Did I get that right?
She's besties with Corporate Natalie.
I love her. I love both of them. But Victoria will do videos of like showing people. She'll like use the app to make herself like really skinny and then like be like, gotcha,
just kidding.
That people use apps or whatever. She was like demystifying it. But
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Crazy
world we live in.
It's wild too that I feel like people can be parasocial with an AI influencer.
Well, didn't someone get married to like an AI to chat? Like they had
Adam. You're looking at him. So,
he's here in the room with us. There was like a news story where someone got married to Chat. Legally married. Or at least tried to.
That's so weird. Yeah. So strange.
It's giving my strange addiction.
100%. Although I will say, like, Chat is the best thing to ever happen to the planet. In case anybody is curious.
To the planet?
Yeah.
Use your
maybe
words
the universe.
Wisely.
Guys, Chat can do anything. Like, it's kind of amazing.
Oh, it's scary, though, think about where it's going to go. Like right now, we can handle this, but we can't always handle this sort of thing.
Ever since Adam taught me how to put my symptoms into ChatGPT instead of just going on Google, my health anxiety has really had a field day. Let's just
in a
say
bad
that.
Way.
Yeah.
In a bad way.
Yeah.
No, whenever I forget what I was putting into Chat about my health thing, but it was like, I think you might need to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
That scares me.
She was like, this is not medical advice though.
Yeah. That's what diagnosed my chemical burn on my neck.
Chat?
Yeah.
And she was right, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Chat's okay. The best. She knows everything.
Yeah. She, I love who we've given her gender.
Well, yeah. Cautionary tale to using the towels at a workout studio. You might end up with a chemical burn on your neck.
Yeah, Colby got afflicted by a workout class. See, yeah. And this is why, if you're not going to a workout class, you saved yourself the trouble of getting a chemical burn.
Yeah. It finally went away, though. For a while, it would re-flare up if I used any type of skincare on my face that had an active ingredient, it would flare up. But now it's healed.
You have another layer that's grown.
Yeah, finally.
Should we do a question?
Oh my God, yes, you guys, we need to help this listener.
I can't wait.
Oh, also, thank you to everyone who wrote in. I love that our inbox is overflowing now. It is great. We will answer your questions in a timely manner, a timely fashion. Okay. Hi, Katie. So the subject line is, when should girls start paying for things? Question mark.
Tea.
Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I ended up entangled with a coworker. We're the same level in sales, but different department, but see each other 4 days a week. I'm mid-20s, and he's early 40s. I always found him cute, but didn't fully pique my interest until a few months later of getting to know him more. Long dilemma short, I'm 3 weeks in with him, approximately 5 to 6 dates and a staycation. But it feels like we've known each other for years. It's scary, and things have felt like they've been moving fast. On one date, he mentioned before that as a guy, it's nice when a girl pays for something small here and there, like ice cream or at least offering to. But tonight, he mentioned it again and basically told me that it would show that I cared more / was more invested in him if I paid for something small on a date or did something nice for him. This caught me off guard and confused me because I've been very vocal with how I felt about him, wrote him a cute handwritten note with a poem before he left for a guy's trip, and surprised him by leaving it in his car, and made him a long playlist for his flight. I told him that throwing down a card is too easy, I think she means that credit card is too easy, and less thoughtful than a note and curating a playlist, but he insists that paying for something just shows that one is more invested. This confused me and hurt me because I felt like my other actions were completely negated. I really liked this man and thought that we were compatible, but I'm fearing that this is a big disagreement in relationship values and expectations that we can't get past. Is this normal and something easy to work through? Don't get me wrong, I'm all for treating your man and offering to pay for some things, but I hate that I was essentially told to do it and the fact that we're still in the courting phase. We're not even together yet. Please help.
Wait, so the gist of it is, what was the thing she had to pay for again? I missed the...
She didn't have... He has been saying
that he feels more invested because he's paying.
Oh.
No,
oh.
He's saying he would feel more invested in the relationship or the potential of a relationship if she offered to pay.
Oh.
Because he feels more invested because he's paying?
Let me see where the invested part came up. Oh, okay. He insists that paying for something just shows that one is more invested. So he's saying that he would take her more seriously if she paid for things or at least offered to pay for things. I think it's strange that he's bringing this up.
Yeah, yeah. I think fundamentally that's a problem with
it is an
how
unspoken
you view money
thing.
In a relationship.
I think it's an unspoken sort of thing.
Yeah.
That you don't speak of, but it is this little dance that maybe on one day you bring out your card, but then they love to be no, I've got it.
Yeah.
I just liked this video on TikTok yesterday or the day before, and it was a girl being I find it funny when men think girls with their $1,000 outfit, $300 makeup,
yeah,
like $800 hair are using them for a free dinner.
Yeah. So I'm going to speak for myself here. I did not pay for a date with Jack until we were official. And then we, like, you know, now that we live together and we do life together, he'll take me on dates still where he pays. But, like, if we go out to dinner, like, tonight, casual, like, we'll either split it or, like, if I got it last time, he'll get it this time. Like, we have a good relationship with that.
Yeah.
We also live together and have been dating for 3 years.
And in the beginning, I feel like a birthday is a good time to maybe introduce that.
Or, like,
get a coffee.
When we were early on, when we were, like, we started, like, officially dating, like, he asked me to be his girlfriend, I would, like, grab him a coffee.
Yeah.
And but then we slowly, like, over time eased into, like, me paying for things, him paying for things, us even splitting things sometimes. If we go to, like, a really expensive meal, we'll split it.
Yeah.
Like, but we also share expenses now. We, like, live together. Back in the courting phase,
I mean, I don't even offer to pay ever, but, like, what on the third date am I supposed to be like, oh, do you want to split this one? Like, that just feels so strange. So is he asking her? I mean, clearly he is.
They've been on 5 to 6 dates in a staycation. I think what he is asking is, I think maybe he had a bad experience in the past where he was taken advantage of. He's early 40s.
Yeah.
That gives a lot of time for him to have, like, been through some bad situations. Maybe he had someone who was, like, a freeloader, and he's trying to make sure that he doesn't get into that again by, like, telling you, managing his expectations and saying, like, I would like it. I just find it weird that he's saying this.
Yeah.
Especially because you did show effort by, like, doing a handwritten note with a poem, making him a playlist.
Well, it's strange to me that he is using that as a way to gauge interest, seemingly.
That is weird. Yes, yes. Agreed. Agreed. And the way that I, like, justified it in the beginning of, like, Jack and I's relationship of, like, Jack would pick the places. So I'm like, I always feel like if you pick the place, you should pay in that regard, like, early dating. I don't know. But maybe I'm wrong. And maybe people listening are like, no, I've always split.
Well, that's the beauty of it is that everybody's going to have different opinions.
I've always split the bill. Yeah, it's like just different strokes for different folks.
I guess it depends. Like, if she really likes this guy, then they should probably, like, have a conversation about it. But also, like, if he's bringing it up, that's, like, kind of weird after 5 or 6 dates, I guess. But, I mean, 5 or 6 dates is actually, like, a pretty decent amount of dates.
But you're not official. I think that's the key thing here.
But I guess, like, what, does that matter?
I guess people even,
kind of. I feel like it's a big deal to be like, will you be my girlfriend? Like, exclusivity.
I guess the official thing, though, is just like,
I feel like more often than not, too, it's like, we've been going on 5 or 6 dates. Like, we're dating, obviously, now.
We're just having a check-in, like, of, like,
people don't even have those conversations half the time anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, are you writing poems for other people?
Are you writing poems for other bitches, yes or no?
Yeah, like, I think that that's an important, like, step. And before that, I feel like it is, you are in the courting phase.
Yeah.
He is courting you. You are courting him, I guess, also. But, like,
if he brought this up in a more, like, emotional way of wanting to see if you were invested in the relationship versus being, like, if you offered to pay for something, I would feel like you were more invested in this. It would be a different story. But I feel like maybe lean emotional, like, maybe, as you said, he's been wronged in the past and has a guard up. And for some reason, it might be that he felt taken advantage of financially in the past, but it probably stems more from an emotional place where if you reassure how you're feeling about him, like, maybe that'll resolve things.
I just don't like that he's essentially telling you what to do. And that makes me feel like this isn't, like, the only thing that he would be picky about, or like telling you to do something, like, the way he wants you to act in the relationship. So that would make me, like, stressed about, like, future things. I would, like, if you really do like him and want to keep seeing him, I would be like, so where is this coming from? Like, tell me why this is so important to you, slash, like, is there something in your past that, like, led you here? Getting to know the why behind this, like, specific thing would be helpful to know, because, like, say he did have a bad experience or he felt taken advantage of, like, that would be reasonable then, like, as to why he is expressing this, like, before committing to you.
Yeah.
you know, he like wants to get it off. It like, okay, let me make sure that she's like not using me or something.
Right.
I don't know. They're also like the same. Yeah, there's like an age gap, mm-hmm. obviously, but they're the same level in sales, different yes. department. It's not like he's like the boss or something.
Yeah.
She's, you know, I don't know. That's just how I feel.
They need to have a conversation if she likes him. But if she's very put off by that. Yeah, I wouldn't just
like brush that off.
Yeah. They went on a staycation. Who paid for the staycation? Did you split it?
Probably him.
Probably him.
He's like, I have had enough of this. I think
that like gestures like that, like handwritten gestures and like making someone a playlist is so intimate and special and like...
Yeah, he should be more appreciative.
Like, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Whipping out a credit card is like nothing in comparison to
the least
like that.
You can do.
Yeah.
Is whipping out a credit card.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Whereas like something more thoughtful like that goes a really long way.
That's all we have time for today.
I'm heated over
this. You're heated?
Yeah. I cannot believe this man.
Girl, you should tap Katie in because Katie will have a thing or two to say.
Well, I think you need to report back, please, on what happens.
Yeah, give us an update.
And just ask him some questions. Ask him some cues.
They need to have a combo. Like,
what led you here, sir?
Oh my God, something's in my eye.
Oh no.
Well, guys, with that,
have you cooled down? Are you?
No, he has to cry.
I'm cold now.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I like can't wait to put on my shirt.
He's
like,
shivering.
I'm freezing.
Adam comes in and he's like, "It's so hot." I'm like, "I have an air conditioner on. You'll be fine in like 10 minutes."
Now it's like blowing on me way too much, and I'm freezing.
Temperature regulation. It's rough.
Yeah.
My anyway, is
and
so
with
cold.
That, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya. Bye.
Oh my God, yawn.